Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
The center of the galaxy. This is Force Center Podcast Feed. I'm Ken Napsok, and this is another edition of Star Wars Rank. Me and a guest ranking things in Star Wars. There you go. It's that simple, and let's get right to it. Joseph Scrimshaw is here, and we are continuing a journey we started a long time ago, Joseph. We are going to rank the best of the Force Awakens line, the 3 3/4 line. The basic assortments, the special assortments, the armor up assortments. There's a lot of assortments, Joseph. Are you ready to rank?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm always excited to talk about Star Wars action figures, but I can't believe we started at Power of the Force and now we're here. It is blowing my mind, as you and I were saying before we started recording, that the Force Awakens action figures are now beloved action figures of the past, not the present. Stupid time. Always moving forward.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it because to you and I, age is not a number, so we don't always reveal our numbers. But this just seems like it's all last week. September 4th, 2015 was that first Force Friday where these figures dumped onto our laps. And man, the excitement was there. But now 5 years ago, you know, if you were 10, when you watch Force Awakens, you're 15 and you think that's a decade ago. You think that's 20 years ago. It's another world.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's thousands of years ago. It's several different ideas of what culture even is ago. And for me, I'm like, I still have cheese I bought then, right? It's still good, right? It's like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I just got rid of a bunch of polo shirts that are Revenge of the Sith era.
They weren't Revenge of the Sith polos, were they? Because you shouldn't get rid of those.
I would have kept those. No, but they were Morona Target brand polos I bought, and I've got them. I have them on MySpace photos, and it was like, oh, I guess I should finally get rid of this. And how does that relate to Force Awakens figures? Because they are in the past, but they are our present. And Joseph, this is an interesting line. We know is the journey began with the Power of the Force 2 line, as we started to rank those, and it's so much fun. A lot of people out there listening react to these kind of episodes, baked in nostalgia. Hey, it's part of the fun, and as we got along, the lines, the industry changes, and they're not as robust. They're not the Kenner, let's just dump every little weirdo into the corner, or the later versions of, hey, you know those weirdos? There's a lot we didn't get to back in the day. Let's go celebrate that. This is a different feel. But the Force Awakens line is, though, to me, kind of the last, if you follow me on it, the last of the old style of releases of lines, right?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And this is such an interesting line, both for kind of how it sits in culture of Star Wars, in history of action figures. And then for myself personally, like, part of the reason that I was so excited to be doing these rankings with you is the Power of the Force figures are a huge part of my fandom of Star Wars. And then all sorts of life events that you and I have talked about as we've been ranking these and dip out for a long time. And then for myself, for Star Wars, this was actually an awakening. This is where I started collecting again. And when it was coming out, I was like, I'm not going to collect hardcore. And then over time, I've bought more and more of these, this specific line, the Force Awakens, and then it's got some Rebel stuff in it and a few random Skywalker Saga characters. But this is, you know, I've said before, when it was announced in 2012 that Disney bought Lucasfilm and they're probably going to do some more Star Wars movies, action figures were one of the first things I thought of. So I'd been waiting for this for 3 years. When I was looking through them, I have opinions about the figures, but I have so many memories of these figures that's all caught up in this awakening.
Yeah, this awakening indeed. You're right. It's like, I even forget. I've talked about it on these shows, talked about it on these very figure ranked episodes where I hadn't, you know, other than occasionally picking up a figure. I remember I bought two of the vintage Moff Jared Gerards because I didn't know. I forgot I bought one just 2 months prior. Like, oh, hey, they made one of those. Let me grab that. Went home, put it in my, oh, I already got one 2 months ago. I had stopped, and it was Jedi Alliance and the desire to have that set be covered with as many toys as possible. And the news of the new Star Wars coming, the excitement was truly awakening again. I think that's a great way to look at it. See, Joseph, these are even in our past as well.
Yes, they are. They are.
Let's start ranking here. We are going to work our way 5-1. The best of the Force Awakens 3¾ line. Again, released on September 4th, 2015. It was the global event, Force Friday. Included stuff from The Force Awakens, some classic characters, and, of course, Star Wars Rebels TV show, which was still brand new back then. So, Joseph, what is your number 5?
Yeah, my number 5 is a controversial figure that I feel represents the line. There's a lot that was controversial about this line of, it was kind of a step back towards the simpler 5 points of articulation. And I think the line lost some of the hardcore fans because the 5 points of articulation. But then, as you were saying, this line is kind of the last of the era in a way, because it is both main characters and side weirdos. And my number 5 is one of the most infamous side weirdos ever, and that is Constable Zuvio. Specifically, Constable Zuvio Desert Gear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Desert Gear going, yes. Oh, gosh, I'm looking at the figure right now.
Yeah, pretty amazing by itself. I love that he's Constable Zuvio Desert Gear, as though there were going to be more Constable Zuvio action figures.
Well, you know, he was probably going to be in episode 8, and that would be Constable Zuvio Canto Bite gambling gear. Yeah.
Yeah, Constable Zuvio leisure suit. Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But yeah, Constable Zuvio has this great place, I think, now in Star Wars fandom because of the weirdness of this, because, you know, the figures are coming out and, you know, just like with the Phantom Menace back in the day, there was the like, ooh, how much do I want to look at the figures? Because, yeah, we're going to get the excitement of these new versions of characters you know well, but then ooh, Constable Zuvio, who is he? And then of course, infamously, we come to find that he is not in the film.
But for one freeze frame, right?
One freeze frame, you can kind of see part of Constable Zuvio, right? But he was, there was, he was also a Black Series figure, right? So yeah, there was a time there, you went to Target, you went to Toys R Us, like, yeah, you're not finding an, you know, older Han Solo and cool leather jacket. You're not finding Finn. You're not finding any Rey. You're not finding any main characters. It's just a bunch of Zuvio glaring at you.
Those eyes. Those eyes.
Those eyes. Those eyes. Yeah. And he's a cool looking character, right? So he kind of fits that traditional Star Wars, like back in the day of Kenner, where you would even be like, I don't remember that. I haven't even seen the movie yet, but I don't even know who Bossk is, but he looks cool. I want that action figure. I'll make up stories. And he kind of fits in that mode. He's got those glaring green eyes. He's covered with a mask that is really, really great for modern real world. Good masks, Zuvio. He's got that cool, similar helmet to Embo because they are of the same species. He's a Kyozo. He comes with a really cool looking staff. And then, as was the weird way that I am not personally a fan of in this whole line, they all came with these build-a-weapon pieces where, you know, just a, to me, a bunch of just garbage stuff that isn't from the movie, isn't from the character that you, you know, are supposed to snap together. This is me really showing my age. I never liked that stuff when they started doing it with Batman. And I don't like it in my Star Wars. Grumble, grumble, grumble. I don't need, you know, non-canon cannons. Like Admiral Raddus comes with a cannon that he'd never use that cannon in canon. It's dumb. But yeah, I love what Constable Zuvio means. And after I picked this figure up, a couple of years later, I think I want to think like 2017 or 2018 San Diego Comic-Con, I picked him up for next to nothing because I love what he, I think he's a legitimately cool looking character, a legitimately cool looking figure. But I just love what he's come to mean is he is famous for being not famous.
So true. No, the design has always been a cool design. That's why I think part of the you know, sad, bittersweet existent feeling towards this character. It's like, what could have been? Not that I expected him to be a huge part of the Force Awakens, but actually I take that back. When you saw the character, I actually did think, and he's a constable. Oh, we got some law and order on Jakku. We got some stuff going on. I did expect him to have a kind of a big part.
Yeah. Yeah. And oh, is he going to have a fight with Han Solo? Who knows?
Right.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Great way to start. Great figure to really kind of encapsulate the era. Because I think if you think of Force Awakens merchandise, Constable Zuvio is in the top five just overall of thoughts you might have.
Yeah.
I'll think of my Kylo Ren coffee mug, your Rey sticker book, all those kind of things. BB-8, Spiro, BB-8 rolling around. Yeah, we could absolutely do a look back on Force Awakens merchandise. Who knows? Maybe we will. But he's definitely part of that conversation. Just yeah, everything in a perfect start, because it is very much the original Power of the Force line from like 85 when Kenner was wrapping up, and you're like, Ori Marco. I don't even know that name yet. I just know him with a prune face, and he's got a figure. I don't remember him, so it works.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely has that. Must be buried in the background of Jabba's palace. Whoops, no. Oh, okay. Yep. But that's my number five, Constable Zuvio, the character who wasn't there.
Character wasn't there. And a side note on that, between Constable Zuvio and the dice and the Falcon, JJ's last minute cut definitely can affect some different things there. All right, we're going to go to my number five and start my list off with a character that I got to admit, this figure has a special place in our hearts because of, well, that infamous databank brawl episode, the animated version you can check out on our YouTube page, thanks to the great Brian Ward. That's right. I'm going number five, Gus Tours. Oh, yes. Who doesn't want the figure of the little turtle-like guy working on the Resistance spaceships? You got it. You got Gus Tours. It's like Zubio. It's just representative of what we love about Star Wars figures. Just that little guy bopping along in the background with his little worker overalls. He's got a blaster. He's building a weapon thing. Actually, I'm looking at the one picture. It's such a great facial design. It is truly a turtle in overalls. He's got like a leaf blower or like a, he's got like a, one of those fans, like a carpet cleaner guy would set up in your house after he's cleaned the carpets because he had a leak.
I'll
leave this here for 2 days. Don't mind the sound.
He is definitely cleaning the rec room of a Midwestern basement that is flooded.
Yes, he is. it is a blaster. The blaster is identical to the one included with Poe Dameron. So there you go. That would make sense, though. I'm sure in real life, Tours has a weapon, real life being the movies. He's got to be armed. That's a Resistance kind of issued blaster. That makes sense for me. I love his design. Love the helmet. It is a turtle shell helmet. It looks like he's just playing around a Mario Kart and got hit with a turtle shell on his head.
It does.
He's ready to go fishing or to clean the fountain at the Grove or the Bellagio. I mean, there's a lot going on with his character, and it's why I love him.
Yeah, and Constable Zuvio, if the comparison there is prune face, like kind of cool looking, hard to spot in the film, Gus Tours is this throwback to a world that, as it turned out, didn't still exist, where when I was a kid, everybody was fine with, hey, if they don't have Luke or Han or a stormtrooper or a bounty hunter, yeah, I'll buy an Ugnaught. Why not? Come on, look at that little briefcase. That'll be cool. Oh, you can take his apron off? Cool. Gus Tours is the Ugnaught of The Force Awakens. He just gasses up the ships in the background. And I don't think this is a world where people still wanted to sort of buy the Ugnaught en masse.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. No one wanted that. Right.
I do. I'm going to buy him, damn it. I need him to be friends with my Constable Zuvio.
I think, yeah, I love Nine Numb as a character, but I have the figure. I have a lot of Nine Numb figures because I included him in my stand-up set for years, and just I had an extra affinity for him that I didn't necessarily have coming out of seeing Return of the Jedi. That Data Bank Brawl and Brian Ward's work on that and Mike Black voicing him, it's all I think about when I see this character.
It's an action figure of Mike Black, and I mean that as a high compliment.
That's the best. So that is my number five, which means we're going to move on to your number four.
My number four is a major character. And just to take a step back, for me, this was like I didn't just like want these action figures if I ran into them. I hunted. I was at Dragon Con when Force Friday happened in Atlanta, and I went around to all the stalls to see if anybody had any of the vendors had went out and bought them at Toys R Us and Target and then jacked them up. And I paid like, I think $25 for a Stormtrooper. And then I was on tour, and there was a time where we stopped at a hotel that was next to Toys R Us. And I had a choice between a shower and looking for action figures. And I skipped the shower, looked for action figures. So like, this was like reawakening that passion of being on the hunt. Right. And the main characters were so hard to find if you didn't just go online. And along with that, there was viral hashtag of where's Rey, and it's true that Rey wasn't included in a bunch of different merchandise, which was a bummer, but all the main characters were hard to find, which is why you had rack after rack of Zuvio and Tours and Hux and all that, but that's a little bit of a preamble to say why this figure is extra important to me. Is I wanted the main characters. I wanted the characters that revealed something new and truthful about the movie. And the figure that is my number four is Rey Resistance outfit. So she, of course, did not actually come out until after the film, because she was the one that came with the lightsaber, and the Where's Rey hashtag had already been going on. I hadn't been able to actually find a main Rey action figure before the movie came out. But then when I saw the movie and it was the revelation that Rey was going to be the Jedi hero, She had that very cool new costume, very Star Wars to me, just at the end of the film to go find Luke. She's got the lightsaber. Oh, she's got the blaster from Han, and she even has the holster for it. And I just I think I remember talking on early episodes of Force Awakens that I would do anything for that action figure. And I didn't get it until a year later. My friend at Dragon Con, Ken Plume, had been sent, I think Hasbro was trying to make up for the Where's Rey thing, and had sent to a bunch of kind of friends of Hasbro a bunch of these Rey, and he gave me one at Dragon Con the next year. So that figure always means a lot to me, for a lot of reasons, because the kind of the figure that I dreamed of for new characters, of the new Jedi with the lightsaber. And this is just a cool looking figure. I have opened her. She's out of the package. She is one of the figures sitting near my desk and inspiring me. And it's just a tradition of the figures, too, is getting to see the main characters in their different outfits. So the fact that this was the second outfit, the later outfit, the cool outfit, the lightsaber, everything, it just all piles up for me to make this figure one of my favorites.
Ah, man, I could have listened to you talk about this, your joy for this figure, man, because it's a great one. And yeah, you talk about the Rey's Where's Rey campaign, all that kind of stuff coming out of that. And I also remember, one of the things I remember about this figure is kind of the figure and the packaging with the photo, or more, kind of more the painting of Rey with the saber ignited, was kind of leaked, right? And it was kind of, whoa, hey, spoiler. I remember kind of having conversations about that on various shows, Force Center included. I just kind of remember a lot of hubbub about that. And then and that was coming down the line.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's just a real, really well-made figure. And lightsaber is just so cool, so cool. So yeah. Celebrate this figure all the time.
As you should, as you should. Great sculpt, great design. Though this one, too, comes with the Build-A-Weapon that... Yeah, it looks like she's chasing an alien with Sigourney Weaver, which is not a bad crossover movie pitch, but it's a little much. It's not takes nothing away from the figure. Just it's a lot.
Oh yeah, and her staff has this version of her staff has the weird bulbous bump in it to do something to the alien hunting weirdo device. Which is probably one of the reasons that I was really extra motivated to take her out of the package. Mm-hmm. And get her away from the BS and down to the stuff that's from the movie, man.
Rey, I'm going to save you, Rey. I'm going to take away from the toys they're putting you in.
Exactly.
Great choice at number four. Rey, the resistance outfit, Rey. Yeah, it is that tradition there. Speaking of tradition, we got to have a different look at troopers, right? We got our classics. My number four is Stormtrooper Squad Leader. Oh, yeah. You know, I love my different stormtroopers and different classes of stormtroopers. This is the guy. And there was some other sets. It was released a little bit later. We talk about the line was launched on September 4th, 2015, but it does go on. This one came in 2016. And it is the stormtrooper with the little extra kind of weapon pack on his chest. Got a little extra looks a little more black and white versus just like a white stormtrooper with little black accents. He's just got a different look and feel and color to him. He's looks a little, maybe even a little buffer. He's ready to oppress the galaxy. And I just love the look of him. If you're a troop collector, when it comes to figures, this might be your guy. The continuing adventure of the weird toys that came with this line, with the weapon accessory, he looks like he has a big giant blue jackhammer, like he's working on the highways of the galaxy. But I'll take it. I like it. I myself, oddly enough, I don't go out and troop build, army build with my figures, even in my heyday of collecting. Sometimes I'll get one, but I just love the looks. Yeah, no, you know, I love my speeder bikes and biker scouts, but yeah, I don't go out and do it. But this is one that just, you know, just it looks good on a shelf and it looks good in the packaging. I just like the shape, the build. Again, when I say it looks buffer, he's squares in a classic designing a cartoon character type of way. That's his body, rectangle, and I like it. It stands out to me.
Yeah, no, he's a great, just utterly aesthetic choice. He just looks cool. If you just want a Star Wars action figure that looks cool, I love the squad leader thing. I love that he has the pauldron. And then, you know, he's one of the things in Force Awakens that is a great kind of new twist on an old thing. Mm-hmm. I love that all of his extra armor ammunition. It looks like he's holding it in like a violent baby Bjorn. Got it strapped on the front there.
Exactly it.
Yeah, he's a great choice.
Yeah, and it's not a Star Wars line until you see a Stormtrooper figure. So some had already been out, but I enjoy that one for 2016. This is my number four, which means we're up to your number three.
My number three is one that I love because of the aesthetic of it and how unique it is, but also how it came to be in my possession. And it is a two-pack because this line had figures that weren't just from The Force Awakens. They also were making some great Rebel stuff. This is the Darth Vader and Ahsoka Tano two-pack. Look, there aren't, in the grand scheme of things, for how big a deal character she is, there aren't that many Ahsoka Tano figures. So just to get an Ahsoka Tano figure is awesome. She looks really cool. This is her appearance in Rebels. So she's got the cool two lightsabers there. But then Vader. Vader is stylized like he is in Rebels. So it's this great, just totally different action figure. There's so many Vader action figures. And then this one is totally unique because it has just like that much more of like the Ralph McQuarrie energy to his helmet. Mm-hmm. He looks almost more like this kind of expressionist painting of who Vader is rather than what Vader actually looks like in the films, and just a really cool set. And the reason that I have it is when Force Awakens came out, my nieces and my nephew on my wife's side were all in. They had watched Star Wars. They were super excited about Force Awakens. It was a great part of the awakening. And my wife wanted to get Star Wars something for them. So she bought this set for our oldest niece because she thought it'd be cool for her to see Ahsoka Tano, and they were watching Rebels. And then she found something else that she thought was a better match that was still Star Wars. And I remember feeling joy and utter and complete shame.
Yeah,
because I was like, great, I get to keep this. This present you bought for our niece, I get to keep because I really want it. And I'm so glad we found something that was a better match for my niece because this is one of my absolute favorites from this line.
There you go. It is a great two-pack, man. I know you love your two-packs, but this is a great one. And what I love, some of the details there, the Vader one is a head taller than the Ahsoka one. Yeah, that's great. But Darth Vader comes with a firing disc launcher with a red projectile. And according to our buddies at JediBusiness.com, who we've never met, but we love their website, the figure is unable to hold it.
I guess he's supposed to use the Force to throw his disc.
And it just looks like it, quite frankly, looks like he's got like some sort of chainsaw that's it's spinning and or maybe it looks like the Inquisitor's helicopter lightsaber blades. Just, you're supposed to imagine it's that caught in mid-spin, but it's pretty interesting. But it does not,
that's hilarious.
Not take away the figure. I love you. The McQuarrie design for the Rebels show works for me. Just in the context of the show. And I love my Vaders. I don't think I have, I'll have to double check. I don't think I have this Vader or a Vader from anything from Rebels, which I would need to add to my collection if I don't. So, and the Ahsoka one, you're so right. It's a great figure. It really looks like the Rebels, a little bit older, grown up Ahsoka, the blades. As far as I know, I'm trying to see what kind of silly thing she comes with. It's all right. It's just like it's a big giant blue thing.
Yeah, that's really hard to know what. It looks like she stuck her hand in gel.
Yeah,
weird blue gel.
But I do like this note from Jedi Business. Unfortunately, the figure is quite petite and will fall over after a few minutes on a shelf. So you're gonna need some little foot pads there. It'll peg warmer. Great figure. Yeah, obviously we love Ahsoka here, and any kind of figure represents Ahsoka's welcome here.
Yeah. And I have kept both the petite Ahsoka and the Vader who can't hold his own disc in the package. So I have not had to experience those failures of these characters.
There you go. We'll have to change that. Great choice for number three, a Ahsoka Tano Darth Vader 2-pack. Yes, it's always a great choice. I'm trying to think of if there's any Star Wars ranked episode where I go, that was a horrible choice. we're going to my number three, and it would be very hard for me not to include this character. Talking about the big characters, this is one of the biggies and one of my personal favorites. It's grumpy old Han Solo. Han Solo. This one was released in 2016. Which, yeah, it makes sense, because even though we'd seen Han, he was in the trailers, right? We knew he was coming, but to maybe get a little bit of Han later on after the movie had come out, so we knew exactly what jacket to expect. I could see how that works. And that's what draws me to the figure. It's got a great sculpt of his face for a little 3¾ figure. Oh, that looks like Han, who just doesn't give a crap on a press tour. Harrison, I should say. Han and Harrison, all the same. And that jacket, man, I love that old man jacket. I love it. It's, you got to imagine he picked that up about 25 years ago after the fall. I want that Disney Plus episode. Maybe that can be Mandalorian season two. Somehow we de-age Harrison Ford. Shows him, look at this jacket. I'm going to get that jacket with him forever. I love it. I love the figure. I love Han. And, you know, again, just like I say, it's not a Star Wars toy line till you see a Stormtrooper. It's not a Star Wars toy line till you maybe see your favorite figure in it. And this is mine, and this is Han, and I love it.
Oh, this is a great one. I had a real hard time not putting Han in my top five. Got edged out by some other ideas because, yeah, when they announced that not only the sale, but the movies, and sounds like probably the big three coming back, I was so excited for action figures of the classic characters as well. And, you know, in this line, it's Han, you know. Obviously there's some side characters between Han, Luke, and Leia. You know, this is the one we got. Very, very thrilling. He looks, everything you described is great. That leather jacket has that total attitude of like, I'm sick of going to damp, cold planets, so I'm getting a heavier jacket, damn it. Like, it so evokes all of that. The sculpt is good for making him look older, but it also just totally evokes a classic Bespin Han look. And this is why this is one of the first ones where I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that internet thing. Could never find this character in the store. So I bought one online for myself. And then when I realized that they could be bought online, I bought one for my brother who, you know, for Christmas that year, who my brother loved his Bespin Han back in the day. And once briefly ran away for about 20 minutes and then came back. And the only thing he took with him was his Bespin Han. So I thought he'd like grumpy old Han.
That's great. I remember I one day ran away for about 20 minutes and I got as far as my backyard and hid in our storage shed.
you got a long, complicated history with storage sheds.
Didn't take my Han. A great, great story there. Love it there. So Han on my list, number three, which means we're up to your number two.
My number two is a main character, but with that different outfit. It is Finn in Stormtrooper armor. That would have been cool enough all by itself, but his helmet, which you can, of course, take off because we have the technology, his helmet has the bloody hand mark, which to me is one of the iconic images of The Force Awakens. Super effective, super cool. This was one of those ones that came out in 2016, so when the movie had been out, and we got to see it all, and then I got to think and daydream like I used to back in the day of, like, what figure should they make? This was one of the figures I wanted them to make. Could not find this anywhere. And it would be one of my favorite figures just because of the cool look of it, the history of heroes in Stormtrooper disguise with the helmet that can come off and wanting those action figures, being excited when they finally came out. But this one, I had a writing gig where I briefly went to Vienna. And during the day, I was writing and my wife, Sarah, was off having adventures in Vienna. And she wandered into a toy store, kind of like, I think, a little kind of family owned thing, and found Finn in Stormtrooper armor with bloody handprint in Vienna. So I always treasure the actual figure even more because of that. That used to happen to me when I was a kid. Anytime that we were going anywhere, I was like, well, maybe they'd have different figures there. Yeah. Like, I didn't understand the concept of figures being mass produced when I was very young. Like, Idaho, they'll have different figures, right?
But I got to,
The Idaho figures, Han and Idaho jacket. Yeah. So I love this. Love this for the aesthetic and for the story.
Well, you know, we'll talk about the aesthetic of the figures in a second. Talking about the Force Awakens figures now being part of the past. All the other stories you and I exchange when we talk about these figures are when you and I didn't know each other. They're in eighth grade. They're in high school. They're in college. I'm listening to your story and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember when Joseph went to Vienna for that writing gig and we had to maybe change some recording schedules around. Oh, I remember that. Oh my God. It is definitely in our past now.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah. I think it was I think the morning that I left is when the Last Jedi title was announced. Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh my God. See, there you go. There you go. These figures have so much baked into them. They deserve their place in our own histories. As far as the figure itself, hey, look, great. Yeah, classic Stormtrooper, but you're right. That is tradition, right? Since Luke and Han went ahead and went in disguise, you could get those figures. And there's those, the Han and Luke and Stormtrooper disguise are still fun figures to get. Well, this one, as you know, not in disguise, but it was a new kind of character, new kind of take. And I love to have that part of Finn's, not just Finn's life, but that moment in Finn's life represented in figure form. And not for nothing, man. But that bloody handprint on the helmet is, I consider, an iconic Star Wars kind of look. It's a good sticker waiting to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is that kind of thing of like, it's so striking and so specific. It reminds you of, you know, ideas from mythology because it's just so very specific of this is the mark of the change, the mark of the moment where he listened to the Force, you know?
Love it. Yeah. Could be a good tattoo if you misinterpret. you could get a tattoo that honors the choice that Finn made here, or the choice that started here. I think he completed the choice a little bit later, but you could just get it and be like, bloody Stormtrooper head. Your choice. But a great figure nonetheless. Your number two choice, if you need to, up to my number two, and I am going to Rebels. This is a Rebels figure. A lot of cool Rebels figures. We talked about the Ahsoka and Vader one, but I am going to middle-aged Captain Rex, released in 2016. This is Captain Rex Returned. This is, oh my God, I don't own this figure. And in fact, I don't even remember seeing it on the shelves, but this list is also about just the figures we love when we look at the line, not that we own them all. This figure has, I think, Paul Simon's lyric from Grace, from the Graceland album. You know, why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my knife is so hard. he has put on some pounds. He's not an active clone. He's getting back into the war. I am Rex. I feel as this figure looks more like me than I want it to be. I love it for that. You know, he still does some, still lifts some weights, but just, he did have 3 enchiladas last night. True story. So this is why I love this figure. And I love Rex. I do love this character of Rex. So glad, so appreciative of him showing up in Clone Wars and taking on his own life in that story, taking on his own journey, his own search for individuality within the unity needed for that war. And then he reemerges. And look, I love season 1 of Rebels. And I'm in that rewatch. It's got slowed down a little bit by our Clone Wars report rewatch. But I do remember season 1. You're like, great. You're on this adventure with some characters you don't really know. Vader pops around. Lando, the droids. Yay. But when the word started to emerge, and then we actually saw the clips and stuff come out of Star Wars Celebration. It was at London, I believe it was. Thrawn and, you know, Ahsoka pops back at the end of season 1. I don't know. I might have had mixed feelings at the time of just like, oh, okay. I mean, we're going back here to revisit these characters. What can you really add to the story on this cartoon? You know, I love going back to that era and just kind of slapping my own head. The Return of Rex was powerful, emotional, and especially now that we saw the end of their story with season 7 has even more weight. And I just love that this figure exists and I will track it down.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm right there with you. I love everything you said, and I agree with it. And the figure itself is pretty damn cool. I think there's a bittersweetness to me of these are the kind of figures that, like, man, I'm wanting to see these kinds of figures from things like The Mandalorian and Rise of Skywalker. And, you know, this is nice to harken back to just a few years ago when, you know, pretty major characters like this were still being made. I'm looking at this one picture on Jedi Business that shows the backside of the figure. And I love that they are, yeah, realistic, that he is at a different age in life in a different body shape than we last saw him. But if you look at the back of his arms, they have molded the contours of still very strong upper arms. So I think I know you work out a lot, Ken. So I think this really does look like you, because I think you have a lot of upper arm strength, too, like Rex.
I have some broad shoulders and a wide middle. Yeah, absolutely. It does. He's doing some shrugs, some triceps here. Yeah. Good job. Get it, Rex. Get it. He's got the old frothy beard, which I can get as well. Man. Yeah. Middle-aged Rex. We need more middle-aged Star Wars figures.
Absolutely. Conversation between this Rex and the older Han, man, great, great stuff.
It's like I have a theme in the characters I'm drawn to in Star Wars. That is my number two. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side of this break, some honorable mentions and our number one choices for the best of the Force Awakens 3 3/4 lines. Stick around. This is Star Wars Round.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Four Center friends, make sure you're keeping up to date on all the great content from Jennifer Landa. Whether it's YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok, you whippersnappers, Four Center's own Jennifer Landa continues to bring you fun, informative, and insightful laughs and moments.
Also, Jennifer brings her experience and perspective as a Star Wars-loving mother to her DIY projects, blogs, and more. So be sure to head on over to JennyLanda.com, that's JennyLanda.com, for articles like how to make your own Darth Maul sneakers or 10 unique Star Wars baby gift ideas.
Follow Jen on Twitter and Instagram at Jennifer Landa and on TikTok as JenniferLanda1138. Hey, Force Center fans, don't forget Force Center is on YouTube. Head over there to catch up with our new show, Star Wars Show and Tell. Joseph, Jennifer, Ken, and special guests sit down and share favorite items from their own Star Wars memorabilia collections. Plus, there's the In Memoriam video series, encore presentations of Databank Brawl, and special programming all there for you, and more shows on the way. It's Force Center on YouTube. Check it out. Welcome back to Star Wars Ranked. I'm Ken Napzok. I'm here with Joseph Scrimshaw, and we have been ranking the Force Awakens figures, the 3¾ line from 2015 into 2016. A line, again, we were talking at the top of the show, Joseph, when we knew we were starting to get to this point in the figure ranking. It was like, well, we're going to have to combine lines. And it was my suggestion. I was like, do we do Force Awakens and Last Jedi, and you said, maybe Force Awakens and Rogue One, but really take a look at this Force Awakens line. There's a lot there, and I'm glad you said that because this line definitely deserves its own spotlight, which means, Joseph, we're probably going to have a few honorable mentions.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of honor to be mentioned.
Lots of honor present in this figure line. What is on your list of honorable mentions?
My first honorable mention is a great four-pack called the Taco Donna Encounter. I don't know if this was something that they always planned to do or if it was something that they did in response to how hard it had been to find the main characters, but it's something that they continued to do for all of the movies, the new Disney Lucasfilm movies, with the sad exception of Rise of Skywalker, make some kind of fun four-pack centered around a specific incident. This one comes with your basic straightforward Rey. It's got your basic straightforward Finn. It's got BB-8, and BB-8 you had to, you know, find in different packs and all that. So this is a way to get BB-8. And then it comes with Maz. It's a great little Maz figure. But then to make it even better, it comes with the chest that Luke's lightsaber comes in. And this, you know, I lived when I was a kid for these kinds of sets that had the scene, and it went on, you know, Power of the Force. I love those cinema scenes. So not only was this like a really, really cool way to actually get the main characters, but that chest with just the lightsaber hilt in it was so cool to have in toy form.
I got lost in thought a little bit, thinking just like what could have been with Rise of Skywalker.
I know, right?
Hey, we get, Joseph and I get that the business of toys has changed, and they're trying to make some new choices to keep up with those changes. But just, yep, the old 80s Kenner fan in me just wishes we had Aki Kenner or 3¾ figures and a 3¾. And I love the Black Series line. You all know that. But 3¾, 3PO with all the weapons, it could have been something. So I love this choice. I love Maz. And it also makes me wish what could have been.
Yeah, what could have been. And as we go down the line in the future, I'm sure I'll get excited about the other four packs. Other honorable mentions include, this is another Constable Zuvio, although he did feature elsewhere, and that is Sarko Plank. Great name, insanely cool design for a Star Wars villain bounty hunter type. Sarko Plank does pop up in this, you know, I think they were trying to have some synchronicity with the publishing side as well, with the Road to Force Awakens, and Sarko Plank shows up in the Luke young adult or middle reader book. I think it's middle reader the Weapon of a Jedi. And Sarko Plank is one of those figures I picked up because I kept seeing him and like strained and strained to try to see him in the film. And Sarko Plank's just plain old looks damn cool. And there's nothing wrong with that in an action figure. So I put a Sarko Plank on my honorable mentions list. Do you have any Sarko Plank thoughts?
Exactly what you said. Great design. Just what could have been. And I don't mean give me the JJ Force Awakens cut with a whole Sarko Plank scene. I don't mean that, but just like, but that's also what you have to remember as a Star Wars fan going back to the day. You know, the Amana Man was a great figure. You didn't need to see him much more than you did the Sarko Plank. I'm glad he shows up in other storytelling every once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, God. This huge, cool blaster. That blaster is nuts. It's like a brownie pan worth of blaster. It's so cool. He's got a tank on the back. Ah, he's so cool. So Sarko Plank, definitely. Then the Poe Dameron X-Wing pilot in the Armor Up series. Now, this goes along with the whole Build-A-Weapon thing where they put a bunch of, you know, ridiculous stuff. Again, my opinion. The Armor Up series was like you'd get a figure and then you'd get a bunch of weird armor to put on top of them.
Yeah.
To make them look like just an idiot.
Yeah.
Again, I know this is shockingly negative for our positive vibe on Force Center because I figure that it's okay to have an opinion about the Armor Up. It is not for me. If you're looking at these pictures of Armor Up, Poe Dameron, like the figures are pretty good Poe Dameron. But then the Armor Up is just like, it's like he's got an inflatable novelty suit on. It's like, you know, you'd put on some like big bumper clothes and just go and smash around in a basement with this, you know, inflatable pad you have on so you don't kill yourself.
It looks like the kid at your public pool learning to swim with some floaters on. Just bopping along in the water.
Yeah, but so the Armor Up is not on the character when you buy him in the package, and I really wanted to find a Poe Dameron. Jennifer just did a great little video about this. I actually have a stand-up bit about this, about how apparently Oscar Isaac's face is so uniquely beautiful, it cannot be captured in molded plastic, because almost every Poe Dameron figure is just like, what is happening here? Was this made out of butter? Did you leave it in the sun? What happened? Yeah. And this one was, I love this character and I desperately wanted a Poe Dameron figure. So I figured this Armor Up is the best one I'm going to get. He's in his flight suit, but he doesn't have the helmet on. So you can actually see that face. Part of the reason I have a stand-up set about it is I got him at Toys R Us and the person working there, because they were supposed to, asked me if I wanted a warranty. I was just so weirded out. Like, how is this Poe Dameron action figure going to fail me? Is it not going to give me good life advice? Is it not going to tell me good job, buddy? What's it going to do? But have to honorably mention this this Poe Dameron. I tried to make a Poe figure happen. I needed one, so I went with Armor Up.
Love that. Great choice. They had a great design on just a simple, that X-Wing outfit, the Resistance pilot outfit is really good. I love it.
Yeah, with a good Rebel insignia. And then my last honorable mention is character that's just kind of a fun weirdo that you do actually get to see in the film and the kind of figures we're really not getting right now, and that is the Hask Thug. I mean, this is basically the Hask Thug. I love that it doesn't even have a name. It's just like, it's the species is Hask and this guy's a thug, and it's kind of just a Star Wars werewolf looking guy with a loincloth. It's kind of like a Hask Thug bikini action, I guess. But I love that this is the character that we follow in the tracking shot as we see the castle, Maz Kanata's castle, and just a beautiful furry weirdo.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it looks like a werewolf, Bigfoot kind of, you know, Star Wars Yeti sighting going on. he's got the little covering there on his lower regions. It's like the old almost paying homage to the Chewie needs some lederhosen type of going back to a New Hope. Love it. Great honorable mention list there. My list is similar. I got to have Admiral Akbar on there. Akbar, rest in peace, but have a new modern era Akbar figure. No pointer, I think, comes with the blaster. General Hux with the trench coat, pretty fierce. You know, Hux is an interesting character, but I love the figure. It just kind of looks good there on the rack. And, you know, Hux, back then our view of Hux was a little different, though I still contend if you go back to me talking about him on Starkiller Base. It's the reason I still to this day make fun of On Which We Stand. I just thought it was an over the top silly scene. And that, I don't know. I think that it's in line with my view of Hux going forward, of just kind of a mindless, shouty fascist, just kind of screaming. So, the figure Joseph comes with an amazing set of like a jetpack, but really it's like angel's wings that Affleck and Damon had in Dogma. Like, it's really bizarre.
It really looks like the speech didn't go well and he needs to get out of there now. Just rocket out of there.
He's poochy and he's going home to his planet.
Great figure, though. I remember when I saw him, he's one of the figures I bought early on when I couldn't find any other figures and hadn't seen the movie yet. There was the Imperial Officer original figure that I always pretended was Piet. But just like there was something about like that smooth black outfit that was really cool. And I thought Hux looked really cool. And they made him differently in the future. So it's really cool to see this jacket and hat combo.
Yeah, it's almost a Vampire Slayer jacket in this one here.
It really is. Different. He is doing Matrix cosplay.
He is. And then my final two here, Captain Phasma. And you could choose the black flap on the pouch or the silver flap on the pouch. Doesn't matter to me. I love the design of Phasma. I think everyone does. Back in the day, I used to poke fun at that name, Captain Phasma, but that doesn't change the fact that I do enjoy the design, enjoy the character. And yeah, like a lot of people, wish there was a little bit more in both of the movies, quite frankly. Love Gwendolyn Christie, Brianna Tarth herself. Read that Phasma novel. Maybe one day we'll get more Phasma content. We were talking about it on the news show this week. But hey, to honor this great design, you got to have a great figure. And I think that works for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great figure. I got this one and I am lucky to have it.
My final honorable mention is Tito. One Tito is all Tito. And I just think, talk about Star Wars weirdos. What is that? It's just a small alien that crash landed in Roswell, now on Jakku. I don't know, but the Lugga Beast, that whole sequence, just something, talked about it before, but that sequence is great for Rey. It's one of our first big Rey things, and her saving BB-8, the compassion in her heart for BB-8, and you can focus on the big themes there, or you can do what I occasionally do when that scene's on. I just watched Tito scamp away on that Lugga Beast, kind of mumbling to himself. I'm like, I've been there, Tito. I've been there. So I love this figure in honor of that there. And I do believe it's part of a two-pack with BB-8.
I think he come, does he? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He comes with, yes, he's Unkar's. He's with this pack that claims to be Unkar's thug.
Yeah.
Jakku scavenger. He's labeled this on the package. Yeah. This one was hard to find because that was the way you got BB-8 right at the beginning. I love just looking at him as an individual figure, seeing his little wrap body and how green his head is. There's something about him. He looks like the Grinch stole his Christmas presents, you know?
And that's his attitude.
Great, great honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. So now we're up to our choice for number one. Each of us have a choice for the number one figure in the Force Awakens 3 3/4 line. I'll go with my number one. So Joseph can close the show with his number one. I'm going with, well, yeah, you got to have him somewhere. I'm going with Kylo Ren, but Kylo Ren unmasked. Ooh, what a twist. Yes, I enjoy this figure because going into Force Awakens, I, you know, forget the broadsword lightsaber debate. I always kind of like that design, but I just was so won over by Kylo Ren, the design of Kylo Ren. Not even when you didn't even know his name yet or who he was. You could take a wild guess, but I just love the design. It has that magical It's Star Wars feel. So to have a figure where the mask is off, which don't, you know, forget the big themes behind it and all those things we love to discuss. That scene where he takes that mask off, got some unintentional laughs in the theater. The mask comes off. He unfurls the hair a little bit. And there were some stickers, I remember, and I might have had some too. I don't have them now. I love Kylo. I love what he represents. And this is, you know, this is Kylo, you know, at the end of the movie. It's Kylo as we know him in The Last Jedi. And I think it's just a great design and represents part of his journey as a character. And he's got a great cowl, big cowl that can come off. And his special weapon that he comes with is like some really red projectile launching bow. And thankfully has no balancing issues and stands beautifully secure on display. Good job, Kylo. This is where you had balance.
You were unbalanced. You couldn't stand by yourself when you were an action figure.
I love that one. Love Kylo Ren, and I love that figure.
Oh, that is a great choice and a really, really great figure. I don't think I ever, that one must have been popular. I don't remember ever seeing that on the shelf, and you know, and I was looking. And, you know, in the actual package, he looks a little silly because that the way that cowl is so bulky, and then you just see his little face in there. He really does look like he is listening to his emo music and doesn't want to talk right now, Mom. But you open him up and you take that cowl off. It's a great pre-Scar Kylo with the, you know, all of the mask removed. There's old Ben Solo lurking under there with the nice hair.
Yeah, and yeah, great package because it's got kind of that artwork, the painting of him. He's got the blade out, the mask off. He's on Starkiller Base on the surface there of Ilum, or what once was Ilum, ready to fight. And the figure for 3¾, you know, when you look up close, it's got the detail of that, you know, his tunic, his outfit. And when I was, you know, had an opportunity to do a quick little tour over at Sideshow, the Hot Toys, and I got to talk to one of the guys that actually like makes the clothing for the Hot Toys and Sideshow figures, which are, you know, they're actual clothes. They actually make them. And he was talking about, you know, this design is the Kylo print, so to speak, might not be the right term, but the Kylo print, like it's very unique and they had to find a way to recreate it for Sideshow, and credit to the Force Awakens design team. And it's, you look at this figure, it's very present. You see it's that unique kind of style and design. And I think another reason I love this figure.
Yeah. Oh man, that is such a great choice for number one.
Well, it's only great for, because it's mine. We're getting to your number one. And I'm sure it's a great one as well. What is your number one choice for the Force Awakens 3¾ line?
My number one also has some great and interesting fabric design. This is a little bit of a different number one for me. This is a number one that is purely because the action figures are super cool and they capture something I love about Star Wars action figures, that you don't have to be the biggest character to sometimes be the coolest action figure. Background weirdos, not quite. They actually do feature in the film clearly. It is the two-pack of Sidon Athano and First Mate Qui-Gold. These are just two great characters. I love the two-packs. I love that they are, you know, feature prominently enough. Like, we actually get to see hear Sidon Athano talk, making the deal with Finn to take him off planet. Eventually Sidon Athano eventually has a change of heart, we know from the Rise of Skywalker, but there's just something perfectly Star Wars about these. You know, I said it before about Constable Zuvio and about Sarko Plank, but I think Sidon Athano might take the crown of just cool bounty hunter looking guy, knowing that he's a pirate, Crimson Corsair, that he just looks cool. That Kalish mask, even though he himself is a Delphidian, and then that weird fabric on his tunic, cool blaster, cool kind of shawl cape. So he is like the coolest looking just Star Wars bounty hunter badass, who knows what, that you could ever imagine. And then his first mate is just a classic weirdo. Qui-Gold's great weird name, right? He looks like he's a little, you know, maybe he's cleaning a monastery somewhere. He's got that kind of monk hood, the snout and little pouty mouth. And then to just lean into, we're not joking when we say pirates, he's got an actual peg leg that you can really appreciate when you see him in action figure form.
Oh man. Yeah. Qui-Gold, I love these two. I do almost follow Finn off on adventures with them.
Right.
Like if you go back in time, like what if Finn just got in there and took off? What kind of adventures would they have? Qui-Gold, I love because he's reminiscent of the Vogons from The Hitchhiker's Guide. Anyway, you slice it. And then Sidon Athano. Yeah, I mean, this is one of the best just designs of a character in Star Wars, and to see it just represented so well in a figure is just why we have the figures. It's why we keep coming back, why we keep talking about them. Though, unfortunately, as it says in Jedi Business, unfortunately, the figure is unable to sit properly. Like, the character seat Lansquenada's castle due to the lack of knee joints. And you know what? We'll all be there one day. So we are Sedona Thano.
Yes, we all have a hard time sitting. Sometimes we all get unbalanced when we try to stand. But yeah, these two are great because of the panorama of kinds of Star Wars characters that they represent, even though there's just two of them. I have them out in my living room, so I look at them often, and I just get happy from seeing them. And they give me hope that even if I have to wait many, many years, eventually the action figures from Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker, Solo will go deep and make characters like this again.
We can only hope. We can only hope. Great choice for number one. Great choice. All choices, Joseph Vinn. The stories, and as we follow the journey of the Force Awakens figure line on this show, I too now realize this is a wonderful part of our past. And I have to think it as the past and not the present day. But man, that just shows you that Star Wars comes racing back and it creates new stories that are going to influence our lives, your lives, listening, and those who have yet to even discover Star Wars. And they will have their own versions of when they discovered these characters and these figures. That's why we keep coming back. Thank you, Joseph, for sharing your stories and your figures.
Absolutely. It is always a pleasure. Thank you for doing these figure ranks because they make me very, very happy.
A fun journey indeed. If you want to follow Force Center, join this conversation, you can reach out on Twitter at Force Center Pod. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked. Like our Facebook page, we're on Instagram, YouTube as well. Merch available at tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. You can support us at patreon.com/ForceCenter as well. Thanks to your support, we get to do cool things like the theme music of Star Wars Ranked, created by the wonderful Tony Thaxton. You can follow me at Ked Nabsok for information on all the things I do. Go to my website, kednabsok.com. Follow Joseph at Joseph Scrimshaw and at his website, josephscrimshaw.com. And Joseph, you got a show, or is it already aired by the time this is aired?
I had a great show last night.
Great show last night, everybody. Joseph had a great show last night. And I think I have soon some information to announce on a weird virtual show coming up soon.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a weird time, right? And it's you got to get the performance somehow. So we'll announce it here more, but just go to catnapsock.com, josephscrimshaw.com. Don't forget to follow our friend and Force Center co-host and cohort, Jennifer Landa. Joseph mentioned her great TikTok video about the Poe Dameron face sculpt. You can check her stuff out as well. We play commercials in our shows to lead you to where her great content is. That is it for now. Let's go buy some figures. Star Wars has been ranked.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.